What I wanted to do was quickly read some of the Sefer HaChinuch on the Mitzvah Sipur Seitz Mitzrayim, how he puts it together. We learned the whole Rambam in an extended, expanded form. So I wanted to read the Sefer HaChinuch quickly. It's Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, I believe. Mitzvah Sipur Seitz Mitzrayim, that's the page you have. And then I'm going to try quickly to go through a little bit of a Mahalach, but I think it's really not finished. But a little bit maybe how we could understand the Rambam in a pretty deep way, based on everything we've been learning. We'll see. So let's quickly read through this. It's very important. It's more important to read the Sefer Chinuch because it's Yisoda Yisodos. You have to take this to the Seder with you. The Rambam, it'll be fancy, but this is more, at least I'm saying my Mahalach in the Rambam will be fancy. This is more like legit. So let's read this. She says, Mitzvah Sipur Seitz Mitzrayim, even though I know Sam wants to hear the fancy stuff. I know Sam. We'll get there. Mitzvah Sipur Seitz Mitzrayim, okay? Says the Chinuch, Sefer Chinuch. L'saper b'inyan Seitz Mitzrayim b'leil tesel b'nisan. To tell over, saper, to tell over a story of the leaving of Mitzrayim on the night of the Tesvav, which is our Leil Seder. Kol echad kefi tzachas l'shana. Each person according to his ability, about his ability to speak. Tzachas, I don't know exactly what it means. I think it's like his, it's like a way of, I don't know the exact. Clarity? Clarity. His clarity of Lashon. So it's interesting. Clarity of Lashon means speech, not clarity of understanding, like his knowledge.
Using a precise word.
Telling over.
It's telling over a story, so you be a storyteller. I was talking about L'Kut Yomran. It's Kedai to see. I mean, these are my notes. But
it's an amazing skill.
On Tuesday night, I gave a shiur. It's an unbelievable piece on Rabbi Nachman about telling over the story. Let us say the Kol Ram. Tell it over like you mean it. He gives a whole explanation of what that does. But when you're reading this, when you're reading the Haggadah and you're giving it over to your kids, or even to yourself, or even if there's no kids there, if you say it over, You have to yell. You have to be animated. I should have taken a picture. I'll show you. I told you about my 7 foot by 5 foot game yesterday. We put it up. Gefalt. To show you, it's a mamish. It's awesome. It's a huge. You're in Mitzrayim. I'll show you. I have a picture. I'll show you. What? It's Amazon, man. It takes like a day. It takes like a day or two. You'll get it by Monday. It's big. You have to put tape on the back. You need some helpers.
They had it on Amazon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I saw from...
A sea picture?
No, not that. What's it called?
What is it? I'll sell you afterwards. I think I got it from Michael Evans. It's big. I'll show you a picture. It's huge. It says the Chinuch. Now, you have to tell it over according to your language. Ula halil u'shabech l'shem yizbarach akol anisim. And to praise HaKadosh Baruch and all the nisim they did for us. So there's two aspects. Oh, here. What is this? There's two very clear. And we said this in the Rambam also. The Rambam broke it down, I guess, into four. But the Sefer HaChinuch is saying very clear. How are you making the Mitzvah Sipur Seitz Mitzrayim? Number one, tell over the story. Number one, tell over the story is Emunah. And then Bimahal Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch. That is an Iker part of Sipur Seitz Mitzrayim. The thanks. Which is a Karas HaTov. Hagdah, not Karas HaTov. That's how you make the Mitzvah Sipur Seitz Mitzrayim. Telling over the story. And by saying Dayenu, and by saying Hoda, Shvach, and Halo. That's it. Those two major Nakudas. Right, then you could break down the Sipur into Gnus and Shvach, and you could break. But those are the two main Emuna and Akarsna Hoda. That's the whole night. Shinemar, Vigarat El Vincha, tell your child in that day saying, Ukvar Perishu HaChachamim, the Chazal learned the Mechilta. The Mitzvah's Hagado. Zo hu b'leil tezav b'nisan b'shas achilas matzah. Right? We know it has to be when matzah and maror munachem lefanecha, that's the time to say over this story when the matzah and the maror are there. Right? Okay, fine. Right. U'masha amar kasev lebincha, and that the pasuk says v'gad to lebincha, lav dafka b'no. Doesn't have to be his kid. Ela filim kobriya. Anybody, even to yourself, we said, you have to say it over to. Now, the Rambam was very fancy. He had to bring different psukim to bring that out. But Sefer HaChinuch is very simple. V'gad z'minchas lav davka. It's to anybody. V'inin ha-mitzvah. What's the inyan of the mitzvah? She'yizkor nisim v'hanyanim. She'eru lavosenim b'yitzias Mitzrayim. To mention, to say over the nisim and the things that happened to our forefathers in Mitzrayim. V'eich lokach hakel yizbarach nikmasenim mehem. Now he's bringing it down. And how Kodesh Baruch Hu took revenge on them. Right, that's breaking the Sipur into two parts. It's really three parts. It's the slavery. He didn't say, yep, the slavery. The Nisim. And then he took Nakam on them. Right? Yeah. Took revenge on them. Vafilu bein levin atzma. Even if you're by yourself. Im ein shamachem. If there's nobody else. Chayv lahotzi advarim mipiv. You have to say the words out loud. Actually, from Kedeshius Ora Libo Badover, in order to awaken your heart to the thing. The Dibur Yisorer Halev. Because from the Dibur, it awakens the heart. Very important. He never mentions here about questions and answers. Right? The Gemara does, the Rambam's very makbanan. He says, no, you have to just say, the Iker is to say it out. Which might have been what we said when the Rambam compared the remembrance of the night of Leil Tesvav to Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lakadosh, remember? Mm-hmm. So I said, what's that connection? Because just like we mentioned from the Matzah of the Rambam Kufnun Alfred or Kufnun Hey, that just like B'chnisasa, when Shabbos comes in, you have to mention the Kiddush Bidvarim with words, so too you have to mention Leil, by Leil the Haggadah, you have to say it with words. That's the most important part, to be Ma'or the Leif. Because that's what we're doing in that. That's why the Sipur is different than a regular nightly Zohar. We have to be, we're not just remembering, we're being Ma'or or something. We'll see soon. You can't just say Kiddush yourself, you have to say it out loud. Because you're being Makadish. Mishar Shem Mitzazu, what's the shorish, what's the source of this mitzvah? Mashakas by Karban Pesach, I have to see really what he wrote by Karban Pesach in the Chinuch. I'm not going to say that now. But he says, Ve'ein min ha-teima, I mean, it's the same thing, basically. Whatever he said by Karban Pesach is the same as now. And then he says, Ve'ein min ha-teima, it's not a wonder in Bo Olam Mitzvahs Rabbos Hazeh. There's so many mitzvahs that's come to remind us of Zeichus Yisrael Mitzrayim. But even Sipur is a mitzvah, a subsidiary, I guess if you would call it, of the classic remembering of Mitzrayim. It's just a very enhanced, right, technologically enhanced type of mitzvah, but it's all from remembering what happened in Mitzrayim. We say Shema, we have a mezuzah, we have all these different things, and the night of the Seder, we do a big zach. There's mitzvahs aseh, there's mitzvahs aseh, all the mitzvahs of the karbonos and everything has to do with this mitzvah. And don't be in wonder why. Because the Indian of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Kihu Yisod Gadol V'Amud Chazak V'Teraseinu U'Bemenoseinu. Because this whole Indian is a Yisod Gadol. It's a great foundation and a pillar, a strong pillar of our whole Torah and our Emunah. Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Right? We go back, no Jew is by creation, but right? All the Jews are by Matan Torah, but really all the Jews we already started from Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And we passed that down since that day from father to son, father to son, father to son. Now you have millions of Jews all over the world who got passed down from their father. That's the proof that we were there, that it's true.
Overt miracle.
What?
They were witness to overt miracle.
Right? And we've had it as a father-son transmission since then. It's a massive, massive yesod of our Amunah. The Al-Kain. Anu omrim la'olam b'birchaseinu v'tfilaseinu. So therefore, we always say in our brachas and our tefillas, Zeichus Yisrael. And so many aspects of our life are mentioning Zeichus Yisrael. Every day of our life, you're saying in Shema, every single day.
Many times.
Lefi, because shulanu os u'mofez gomer b'chidash olam. These were wonders and miracles, clear, showing us that a Kadosh Baruch created the world from scratch. There is an original God. There's no Big Bang. There's original God who created everything. Or he made the Big Bang. Whatever, I'm not getting to that now.
I mean, that's not incompatible.
Right. But there was a Kadosh Baruch Hu who's before all that, who has chayfetz, who has quote-unquote desires, whatever that means, and yoch, an ability to do anything. Paul will call himself, he created all of reality. Who will be yadol shenosman? It's only within his inability to change nature. He can do it. And that's what he did. In Mitzrayim, he changed nature to show you, hey, I also made the nature. That was me. I could do that. Because nobody was there by the creation of the world. Nobody was there. Alderman wasn't even there. He only came afterwards. So we never really had a true, open ability to see that a Kadosh Baruch created the world. I mean, Avram Avinu had Emunah. But a Kadosh Baruch this time wanted to show one time, I'm Mamash created the world. And I'm going to show you by shaking it up now. And the people, that was the tachas of the Nisim. Why do we need all the Nisim and the Flos? I mean, we needed to move on.
Kishon Eish, I'm saying that's not. Wasn't a big nes in the way that Hashem was showing, like.
Even if you say that, imagine if you say that it wasn't for a nation.
Right.
Here we're showing the nation was going to accept the Torah. That's really what it was. Mm-hmm. They were going to accept the Torah.
Right.
And to accept the Torah. I was saying on Sunday that, and it's based on a lot of what we're learning now. We say Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch. Right? Why is it in that order? Hashem Melech is present, Hashem Moloch is past, and Hashem Yimloch is future. Say it. Hashem was, is the king, and will be the king. Because you can really only connect, for real, only see a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the now in your life. If you see him in the now for real, so then, oh, it must be he was also in the past. That we see the Nisim and the flows in Mitzrayim. It must be a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He was the king. And guess what? If he was the king and he is the king, obviously he will be the king. But so if we see the Nisim and the flows now, the Eser Malkus, so then we can come to the belief of the Asar Ma'amoros was a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the 10 utterances. And if I have the Asar Ma'amoros was a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Eser Malkus is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then guess what? The Eser Sadibros is also a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And now you have a very powerful life of Emuna, of Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Melech now, Hashem Malach was, and Hashem Yimlach will. And if we live that life all the time, you're in a good place. Every moment of your life before was a Kodesh Baruch. Every moment now is a Kodesh Baruch. Therefore, every moment before was a Kodesh Baruch. And therefore, my next moment, I don't need to be worried about. Because I'm also. That's what Kodesh Baruch was doing. This is the Lil Seder. The way you get to that is very, by Pshitas and Tumimus and Pshitas. Not by saying fancy Vartlach. By being Bar Bashit. Kindlach. Why are we here? Because there really was a Bari Olam who took us out of it. Like, it's true. Because my father told me, and his father told him, and I'm telling you, that they're really, so right now I'm telling you what was, so believe in him now. Believe in him then. I was standing over. What was the tachas of the earthquake? We said this probably the chibur. What's the purpose of the solar eclipse? In the now, to show you that he's the one who creates the sun yesterday and today. Right? He makes the earthquake now because that shows that. Rokeh ha'aretz al ha'mayim, he did that yesterday also. And guess what? He's going to do it, and the second eclipse is gone. And the second earthquake is gone. So a lot of people went back to their work. Oh, okay, fine. It was fancy. There was a Kodesh Baruch for like a minute, and now we're going to move on. No. The next moment when the sun rose, it's just as Gishmak as when the eclipse. That's also like him. And when the earth is actually just staying still, that's also him. It sounds so simple. It sounds so silly to some people, but it connects you to a living God. Otherwise, if you just believe that a Kodesh Baruch does big things, right. So yeah, once in a while, every 20 years, you see the sun is a Kodesh Baruch. Every 20 years, when it just works out right. But yeah, imagine the solar eclipse was like 50 miles to the right. Like none of us would have seen. You know, happened to me. It passed through. It came out my window right over there. It was Gaval. You know, but if it was in California, Kodesh Baruch gave us something special. You know, Al Kapana, the simple remembrances. So this is the Yisod. It teaches about a Kodesh Baruch that created the world. He creates reality. Like he desires in all times. Like he made him a Mitzrayim. He changed nature. He did miracles in the past. He changed Teva, nature for us. He made amazing, awesome wonders, new things, powerful. With this, he quieted. He quieted all the deniers that there was an original creator of the world. And it instills within us emuna, a belief that of the knowledge of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the now. Because he's basing it that some people believed, the Ramban talks about that, there's some people believe that there is a God who created the world, but then he left the world. He created it and then he just like left. It makes no sense. But for those people, the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu changed Teva in the now shows he didn't leave. He's here right now. He was, he is, and he always will be. Mm-hmm. Kodesh watches over, and he has the ability in all areas, beklal, in general, ubefrat, everything. This is Sipras Yisrael. And we get to this shorish, this emuna, by telling over the story in a simple way, telling over the shibud, telling over the miracles, telling over the nakama that Kodesh Baruch Hu took on our enemies, and then by thanking and having a Karsh Tov. Simple. That's why the Pesach Seder is the most popular Jewish event, you know, in the world. Right? Even by all the non-for people, they're making a Seder. They don't even know why they're making it. But it's because of this. Because it's the shorish of Yad, this itself.
Maybe they're making it because their parents made it. Not
exactly. That's probably why they are making it. And that's exactly why we do it. Exactly why we do it. Okay, so let's quickly see if we could figure something out of here with the Rambam. We don't get some questions in the Rambam. Why he quoted the pasuk of? I'll try. Yeah, I feel like I don't want to say too much, but the Rambam started off with a fancy pasuk, right? When we were learning, you had the mitzvah to tell over the story because it's a pasuk of Zochas Yom Hazeh Asher Yitzatzim Mitzrayim. To remember the day you went out of Mitzrayim, And then he brought in the pasuk of when should you do it? Who should you do it? V'igadat levencha. Tell over to your children. So we were a little bit disturbed. We were a little bit bothered. Why didn't he just bring the pasuk of v'igadat levencha? And also, isn't this is a daily mitzvah of Zachar to remember Mitzrayim? So what was the kunz here? Also, we pointed out a question that in Halacha Aleph he says mitzvah saseh shel Torah l'saper, to tell over the story, and then in Halacha Beis when he gets to v'igadat levencha, mitzvah lahodiyah, it's a mitzvah to inform your children. Why didn't you just keep it to l'saper, to tell over to the children? Okay. There's also many questions. You know, Vafilu kulanu chacham kulanu nivonim kulanu zakenim kulanu yodim as a Torah. Still, to tell it over. Why? If we really know it, like, what are we gaining over here? Okay. Also, this is already part of the answer. So when I was looking it up, the true source of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim every day is not from the pasuk that he quoted. This pasuk of Zocher Yom Hazeh Yetzias Mitzrayim is not the pasuk. The pasuk that we base our nightly our Shema that we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim by day and by night is Leman Tizkor Es Yom Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yomei Chayecha. Like that's not God though. Kol Yomei Chayecha Afilu Halelos. This is the pasuk Leman Tizkor Es Yom Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yomei Chayecha. Every day of your life, Kol Yomei Chayecha, you should remember Mitzrayim. So the Rambam brought a pasuk that was not the daily mitzvah. He brought something else in. Remember the day. Zachar is a yom hazeh. Remember the day that you left Mitzrayim. So he's basing all of the night on this pasuk, which makes sense. Remember this night. On the night, a yard site, right? Yard site means year site means time. We call yard site when someone passes away because it's every year at the same time.
The year I'm doing the Seder, whereas the other pasuk is every day, all the time, as opposed to just once a year on the day it happened.
The Man Tiskor is every day. What did you say?
Oh, I'm trying to understand the difference between the two.
The Man Tiskor says Kol Yumechech every single day.
Right.
So that's the classic.
That's so we say it every day.
Right. Zocher's Yom is a one time.
It's every year at Pesach.
Right. It's like Parsha Zocher. Remember.
I'm trying to clarify. Yes.
One time.
He's referring to once a year we're going to do Seder, and the other pasuk is we're saying it every day.
You're correct. Right.
All right.
So, we know, I mean, this is why it's in my head for a lot, just the Arizal says, and not to go into any of the Amkus, I don't even know so much of the Amkus, but the Arizal calls the Golos of Mitzrayim two things. He calls them two different places, Golos HaDibur and Golos HaDas. Okay, what that means is long, but there's some sort of exile of the mind, of the Das, and an exile of the speech. So, I think, first of all, we understand that Das and Dibur have to be connected. You can't speak out what's not in your head. Even if it's automatic, it came from somewhere. We want our speech to be more proactive from the das. See, when you're not thinking, right? When your das is not active, it's there. It's God made. It's flowing through. If you're not thinking properly, so then your dibur is very, very superficial. It's very, very automatic response. And then you can make mistakes with the dibur. You could forget to say certain things because you're just not thinking, right? That's because your das is in gullus. If your das would be in a redemptive state, if it'd be in geula, your das is really working actively. Then your dibur b'meila would most probably, okay, there's no, it's not exact science, most probably would be much more clear. They're very tali zeh b'zeh. So how do you get a das to become revealed? How do you get it to come to geula? So one way is you sit in meditation, you think, you work on yourself. Very good. His body is in a deep way. But that's a very difficult thing to command a whole people. That's not shava b'chol nefesh. The way that shava b'chol nefesh is whenever you have two in pnimis, whenever you have two systems working together, das and dibur. Of course, we can go into much more detail. Tuesday night, I spoke a little bit more. Whenever you have these two things, you can go milamal lamata and milamata lamal. So if my das can send down to the dibur, right, from right here to my dibur, guess what? In a lower way from chitzonis to panimi is, my dibur could send up to my das.
It's feedback.
It's feedback. So you could be ma'orer, like he just mentioned. What did the chinuch say? Dibur is ma'orer the lev. Now we know the lev and das, I can't go into everything right now, but the das and the lev are very, very, very closely connected. The das and the lev, because the das is the thinking right above the emotions, right above. So if you want to be more of the lev, more than das,
you got to speak.
Speak it to somebody. Speak to yourself. Right. So we're trying to free. We're trying to free the das through the dibur. So this, but now, and we have a few minutes here. Das is in the mochen. It's the source of the heart. Now the heart has multiple faculties, but the major two are chasadim and gevuras. Chasad and gevura. Those are the head honchos of all of the heart. Sometimes we balance them. Sometimes we try to take the chesed and make it a netzach, to take it out of ourselves. Sometimes we make a gevura and we make it a hod. But chesed and gevura are the head honchos. Now, the way that you're going to get, right, we're moving from down up. So the way that you're going to get from your dibur to your das has to be through speaking out chesedim and gevuros. Because then you, for das, you need the full range. If you're a kitzon, if you're an extreme type of person, you know, people who come out fiery one way, you might not have das. You think you know, but you probably don't have das.
The emotions cloud the logic.
It's a lot of these things that people think, no. They're the ones who get trapped the most because they think they really, really know. Because they're so fiery. No, you're really, really off. Like, if you don't have a balance, you might be right in some regard, but you're not getting the whole system.
See it all the time.
You see it all the time. Especially when big events happen. Right. You see people going one way. There's a big range. Let's speak out the whole thing. There's different, it's a perspective, but people, they just don't know anything. And that's, by the way, that's the ability to stay calm within situations. If you only see one side, you get emotional. If you see the whole thing, which is the right way, okay. I get it. I get the picture. You don't have to lose yourself in something. I can go into more detail, but we don't have time for that. So now, think about this. Let's break down the Seder into chasadim and gevuros. For example, questions and answers. A question is a gevura. Because you have a question, you're holding, I don't understand. Not in a bad way. What does this mean? You're trying to clarify something, right? Gevura din is trimming, is clarifying. What's the answer? Chesed, it's expansiveness. Your gevura creates a kli. I don't understand. So you make a circle. I don't understand this. So the answer is chesed. You fill the water into the cup. So the style of questions and answers is chesedim and gevuros. We start the Seder with gnus and we end it shvach. Talk about slavery. I'm getting beat. That's gevura. These are all different bechinas. The same. And the shvach, the getting out, the nizim and flows, chas de Hashem. Right? Even to say words versus praises. Words is like a gevura. You have to say these words, like HaKadosh says. And the praises that we say is like more chesed. And there's the same, similar bechinas. You have to say Pesach Matzah Mar, or you're not Yotzei. That's a gevura. You have to do this exact thing. But chesed is Kol HaMosif HaRezim Meshubach. Right? As much as you could say about the Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim, HaRezim Meshubach, it's chesedim. Zachart, Rambam says, you have to see yourself as leaving Mitzrayim. Chasadim. Why? Because the pasuk says, ki remember Zacharti ki ever Yisa. You are an Evan. Gevura. So the whole Seder is based on these Gevuras and these Chasadim. Stavka speaking them out, right? So I have my Dibur, speaking out Chesed and Gevura, right and left, in order that it sends up to the Das to open up my mind to what? Kadosh Baruch Hu really runs the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu really runs the world. That's the Ikar Das.
And it really goes back to the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim. That we have to experience.
That's what we're doing, right?
We're strengthening that connection.
Because if we're there, then you have the Adamuna that they had when they were there. Right. We're doing our best to get back to that place.
And those are the mechanisms by which we can do that.
So that's why it says, Lasaper, tell over the story. And then he says, Lahodia Labanim. Because Sipur is the Dibor, and then Lahodia comes to the Das. Lahodia is Das.
Where does the idea of that we really don't know anything come in? Adaloyada, meaning like even
using Purim?
Das, I'm saying Purim, yeah, because like even though we know, but like we really don't know. We're knowing that we don't know.
Yeah, that's Purim Torah. That's
really, really know.
That's as much as we know. Were you just here by Bavo? Were you here?
Yeah.
You were here, right? So we'll give you an answer based on what we just learned this morning. As much as you know, Purim says, yeah, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu will let you know. So I don't really, really know. And as much as I could know, and we have to do as much as we can, because Irish thought this is to know, say Sipur Yisrael, to get to Amunah. But at the end of the day, I don't know, because it's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me that one little ability to think. Adol Yada. I really don't know. He gave me that ability to think, so I'm going to use that. But I don't really, really know.
So that's the chesed.
It's very hard.
That's also a chesed.
Hashem is giving us the ability to try to know.
Try to know. Right, the mechanism.
They're fine. These are getting very, very deep.
That happened thousands of years ago. Yeah, 100%.
But that's the, a little bit of the answer, I would say. Does that make sense? I mean, that's why Purim really comes before Pesach, because you really need to know that in a deep way. You have to really know that ad lo yada to having a yada,
right?
Because if you have a yada without a lo yada, you can become bal gaiva.
Yeah.
So only if it's based on real emunah, which is really I don't know anything. Only Kodesh Baruch Hu gives me the ability. Then from there you can come to a yediyah, and you won't get lost in the sauce, as my friend says. You won't get lost in the sauce. You'll remember that at Kodesh Baruch Hu. Anyway. This is the basic gist of it. I'm not saying that's mamash the Rambam. I'm saying it like that. It could be that's the Seder. It just came out from this third. It's very, very important. That's what we're doing on Little Seder, to bring us back to this Amunah in a real way, to open up the Golos HaDas, which is the Iker. Because right now we're in a Mitzrayim of Das. We want to open that up. How do you do that? Through Dibur. And that's why saying words of Tefillah, saying words of Torah, according to, if you say it emotionally, right? If you just say words, that's peh, down. But if you say words with emotion, which is chasadim and gevuras, then it goes back up. If you just say emotionless words, the deeper goes down, and you get schar for it, but it goes into the wherever it goes. If you say it with emotion, it gives it like the Zohar Kodesh says. If you say it with ahava and yira, gevura and chesed, if you say it with emotion, it gives wings and it flies back up. Where to where? To the das, bina, chachma, keser, opens it all down. We should have
no rather.